How bad are this year's Knicks? Samir Shah and some of his Wall Street buddies recently made 300 t-shirts that read, "Fire Isaiah."
The goal here isn't to make money. The goal here is to try and get enough support to get the Knicks to make something out of this team.
Proudly wearing one of his blue-on-white t-shirts as he waited for a friend in the entryway to Madison Square Garden, Shah said this is the worst Knicks team he's ever seen, and he's decided Knicks president and Hall of Fame player Isaiah Thomas is to blame.
Let's drum up some support, get the guy out of here. He's making bad trade after bad trade, adding salary. You know, this team's never going to get better if it keeps taking contracts and giving up picks.
But not everyone was there to jeer the Knicks.
I'm a diehard Knicks fan, so even if the team's having an off year, I still like to come and support them.
Marcel Tate is an optimist.
I actually don't think the team's that bad. I think the parts are there. It's just a matter of them gelling.
Elizabeth Kennedy had her own reasons for coming to the game.
My fiancé had tickets.
Does it matter to you? It's not really the best team the Knicks have ever had.
Oh, no, we're not here to see the Knicks. We're here to see the Pistons.
No, Elizabeth is not from Detroit. Neither is her friend Sheila Bedar.
It's a New York team. They're supposed to perform. You know, it's embarrassing to New York.
And you don't have to tell that to Sid and Julie Trubowitz.
What are you doing here tonight? These guys aren't so good.
You're right. Yeah, I'm expecting a blowout tonight, actually. I think the Knicks are in terrible shape. The team is in dissension. You got players challenging the coach. So I'm really distressed.
Julie and his brother have been coming to the Garden for more than 50 years.
The old days where the Knicks were really a top-flight team seem to be gone.
Is this the worst Knicks team you've ever seen?
I think pretty much, yeah. I don't think any other team since I've been coming is this bad or is in this great dissension.
But Sid, who played in the NCAA basketball tournament with one of the great city college teams of the 40s, sees an even bigger problem than the Larry Brown, Stephon Marbury power struggle.
Guys don't play defense. They wave at guy, people going past them. We were playing ball as kids even. A guy scored a basket on you and it hurt. You took it personally almost. These guys wave and they go back and throw out another one. And there's not a lot of good teamwork.
Tickets. How many they need?
The Knicks' uninspiring play has also had a direct impact on the ticket scalpers outside the Garden.
My name's Rich. How you doing?
Good. Yeah. How bad are sales this year?
Ticket sales are really bad. The Knicks don't win, no one wants to come out. If we win, the whole New York comes out and rides the bandwagon. That's how New York is.
Rich says the Knicks are usually the most profitable team in town. He normally sells club seats for $240, but now drops his price to $150. And when it comes to the nosebleed seats,
400 levels are $44 in the window. People want to come out here and spend $20. That's how bad it is.
Rich can't wait for baseball to come back. WNYC, I'm Dan Blumberg.